السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت جی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ از مینشننگ دیٹ ان آرڈر ٹو اکوائر سلوک ٹو اکوائر تزکیۃ النفس purification of the soul, takhliyatun nafs, takhliya, to empty the heart out. One is to empty ourselves of all the razayin, all the base qualities, evil qualities, and then to make zinat ruh, beautify the ruh with the akhlaqi hamida, all the good qualities. So Hazri Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, and the only thing that needs to be done is to move from the left and come on the right. On the road, they say, keep left, pass right. There they tell you to keep left. All the heavy moving vehicles, keep left. So when you got a lot of gunas, anger, hatred, jealousy, kina, malice, then you're very heavy. The heavy vehicle, keep left. And that person who is progressing is cleansed himself of these base qualities and has beautified himself with the akhlaqi hamida. Now he will move right. That's not Azdi Rahmatullah, not what he is saying. He is just saying that move away from the left side and come on to the right side. On the left side is corruption. The left side is all the gunas, corruption. On the right side is goodness. So leave the corruption, leave the life of evil, and come on to a life of goodness. Come on to good. Khaji Rahmatullah used to say, Aji, on the left side is the latifa of the qalb, the heart. So pay attention to this property. Zikrullah will have an effect. And we must make zikrullah in this manner. So on the left side is the latifa of the qalb, below the navel is the latifa of the nafs. The latifa of the qalb is on the left side, and the latifa of the nafs is below the navel. So purifying the nafs by cutting all its nafsani branches, all these desires to do evil, everything that is ghayrullah, everything that is ghayrullah is a branch of the nafs. So cutting all these branches of the nafs, the zakir, the salik, he says la, starts from below the navel, la, cutting all the branches. And then where does he proceed? He proceeds towards the heart. La ilah. There is no deity. So it is then dragged through the heart. And you move over to the right side. When the person comes to the right side, then he says, Ha. La ilaha. The Ha. He has thrown away everything that is Ghairullah. Everything other than Allah Ta'ala is thrown behind the back. We don't want it. The whole creation has been discarded. Every makhluk, everything has been discarded. When illallah is recited, it denotes that only the creator remains. There is only Allah now. Nothing else. Ghairullah is gone. And now illallah, only Allah. So it comes back to the heart. Only Allah Ta'ala has been the heart. This is the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. This is how the dhikr of La ilaha illallah must be made. Hazrati Rahmatullah Ali had asked, he said, do you understand? Just by merely sitting here, the creation has been removed. Or has it not been removed? This is La ilaha illallah, which is embedded in the creation all the time. Shirk may be manifesting in Tawheed, even though it may not be major shirk. But there are other types of shirk. Shirk-e-khafi. La ilaha illallah is there to remove all the shirk. Hazrat Rahmatullahi mentioned that in the commencement of the majlis, it was also stated that La ilaha is purity. Through it, purification is achieved. Illallah is goodness, tayyib. When La ilaha is recited, the creation is discarded behind the back. When illallah is recited, the creator remains and the creation is disregarded. Creation is overlooked. Now, how will we know if that creation is being overlooked? And only Allah Ta'ala remains. This will be shown in our actions, our behavior. Our actions and behavior will show whether this indifference to the creation has been attained or not. Actions and behavior will bear witness. What is achieved by merely claiming or saying so, one's actions and behavior will show whether it has really come or not. A person may be making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, but has the creation left the heart? He is saying illallah, but has the creator, accompanied by the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remained or not? Evidence of this will be seen in our behavior, in our actions, in our conduct. See, a person says, if he's a student or he's a child or something, now, two brothers, you got four or five brothers in the house, two brothers had a fight. So the father asked the elder one, so why you hit him? So no, he did this, yesterday he did that, the other day he did that. And then eventually now, I got angry. Why he got angry? Because he hasn't removed Ghairullah from the heart. Right? A person, he says, that person got a big mouth. What do you say? That person got a big mouth. is irritating. Need to fix him up. Somebody must sort him out. Why? Because the concentration is on the creation. It's not on the creator. Concentration is on the creation. Right? A person is getting upset at other people's actions. Why? Because he's concentrating on the people. The person is getting jealous that why he got that position and I never get. His focus is on the creation, not on the creator. That's why he's feeling jealous. That person is finishing his. We both started together. He's finishing his. I'm still in 20. Now why I'm feeling so bad now? I'm not happy for him. Why am I not happy for him? Because my gaze is on the creation, not on the creator. Right? Then, anything we're doing in our life. Sometimes we're trying to do good things too. See, for example, we want to do some collection. Right? We want to do some collection for a good cause. So now, in order to do that collection for the good cause, what line of action do we take? We end up doing it how the kuffar do things. So, no, let's have one dinner. Right? Let's have one dinner. Now, in that dinner, everybody would be sitting table and chair and everything. We'll get one top cook. Let him cook one five-star, five-course meal. We'll charge everybody tickets, you know, make them pay to come for the dinner. And then that money proceeds will go for the good cause. Now, where we learned that? Where we got that from? From the kuffar. So when we want to do something, because our gaze is not on Allah Ta'ala, our gaze is on Ghairullah. So then we think that way. Anything we want to do, anything we want to achieve, right? You take for example now, you know, it's not saying these things to get involved in controversies. We're saying these things to open our eyes, you know, open our heart and mind. So sometimes some of you may be muta, maybe some trustees or something in the same institute, so you become trustees. So keep these advices in mind. We're not fighting with anybody. We're trying to learn for ourselves. Say we make one Muslim school. Islamic school is a big word. We make one Muslim school. We make a Muslim school. Now, we are a Muslim school, right? So we are not bound by anything else. We are Muslims. All Muslims in the school. Teachers are Muslim. Students are Muslim, everything. But that Muslim school also, the manner in which they'll have their sports day, the manner in which they'll have their tournament, the manner, it will all ape what the kuffar are doing. Exactly how the kuffar do it, we'll want to do it the same way. Even if it's an association of Muslim schools, then too, if they're having a tournament, they'll want to do it how the kuffar do it. That's our blueprint. In anything, absolutely anything. Our mother is in hospital. Now she's returning home. So what are we supposed to do? Now see what will make her most comfortable. Next, what she'll need to eat when she comes. What type of bed will she require? Will she need some physio? Will she need a nurse? Right? What khidmat can I make so I can earn my jannat? Right? Our mother is coming out of hospital now. So, let us all read Shukrana Namaz. Make shukar to Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, she's coming. She's coming. So, these are all the things we will do as a Muslim. But now, to put balloons in the house, bake one cake, welcome home. Some ribbons and maybe some what you call pictures on the walls and everything. Where we learned that from? Where we got that from? That came from the kuffar, right? But 90% of the effort will be in that. What came from the kuffar, 90% of the effort will go into that. I'm opening up a business. Right? Now what am I supposed to do? Find out the laws of Sharia pertaining to this business. Ensure that I am not going to break any law of Allah Ta'ala. Make sure that everything that I am doing is permissible, halal, everything. Right? Before I open the shop, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Maybe get a few friends, family, go there, read, read Yasin Sharif, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, give barakat. If a person wants to feed those people a little bit too, that too is fine, you can feed them. Right? And then he opens a shop and leaves things to Allah Ta'ala. Right? But now he say, no, I must get one band. They must come there now, make a big noise. Where we got that from now? All the other things that go with it, where do we get all of that from? Whether it's a nikah, whether it is a walima, whether it is a janaza, right? Whether it is the birth of our child. Whatever occasion, whatever it is, right? Our mind goes to how the kuffar do it. Then we must do it like that. Because in our head, the way Islam does it is dry. In our head, we think like that. The way of Islam is dry. So this is a serious situation. That means غيرullah is not coming out of our heart. Allah is not coming in our heart. Love of Allah Ta'ala, love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to that degree where now everything we want to do, how Allah Ta'ala does, how Allah wants us to do it, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants us to do it, we want to do it that way. Why it is... It's really a sad state of affairs. We must check ourselves, do soul searching, ask myself, what makes me upset? What gets me angry? What causes me to become upset? And I'll find that 9 out of 10 times, it's everything to do with Ghairullah. I don't get angry for Allah's sake. I am not happy for Allah's sake. It is all things that are, the things that are making me happy is to do with Ghairullah. The things that are making me angry is to do with Ghairullah. So this we have to check. We can become ulama, we can become kuffars. But if we don't make our islah, we don't get Allah Ta'ala, we don't get the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then even the day you graduate as an alim too, that time too you'll be checking, what do the non-Muslims do when they graduate? Then you'll want to do that. If they make big, big cakes when they graduate, you will want to do that. If they make cakes out of the, in a shape of their medical books, you will want to make cake in the shape of your Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. And it's happening. It's already happening. I'm not telling you something that's not happening. If they normally call all their friends and everything, go to one restaurant, so you'll want to do the same thing. But no, no, now we'll invite everybody and go to the restaurant and feed them. You won't look that as an alim now, everything I do, I must be promoting sunnah. Everything I do, I must be promoting shariat. I must be promoting deen. No. I'm promoting myself in the eyes of ghayrullah. That's what. My nafs is leading me and my focus is ghayrullah. When I will be led by Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and my focus is Allah Ta'ala, then I will do everything that is pleasing to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Everything that is going to make Allah Ta'ala happy, that is what I will do. Whether it's in my own house, whether it's in my social interactions, whether it is in my business, whether it is whatever. I will check what is going to make Allah Ta'ala happy, what is in conformity with what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught me, that is what I must do. Allah Ta'ala, this La Ilaha Illallah Dhikr that we make, this is a reminder. It's a reminder. And it is an exercise. When a person is making the Dhikrullah, then he should be pondering over this. His muraqabah should be over this. That I am removing Ghairullah. Some Buzrugani Deen, they have even said that each one of us, we know what our heart is attached to. So whatever the heart is attached to, you know, the other day I mentioned in one talk, I don't know, where I was giving, I think in Palok. So I said, see, a businessman, he thinks everything is sorted out with money. Why? Because he's in business. That's his work. He makes money. A person in Tabligh, he thinks everything gets sorted out with Jamaat. Anybody got any problem? Man, no one, boy. Just go out 10 days. Problem will come. Just go out 10 days, problem will come. Why? Because that's his calm. That's what he does. He sees the benefit in there. So anybody got any problem, boy, just go. Come back. Person who is in Tasawuf, any problem, just go sit down in the Khanqah. Make sense. You know what I mean? You go take bayat to the Sheikh. People today, they don't even understand what is bayat or not. The other day I went somewhere. Some people came, you know, Mona, you take bayat. But I don't even know your name, you don't know my name. You know, I'm missing your bayans, long time I'm missing them. So I said, you know, bayat we can do. Bayat now, that is something else. So, a person got any problem, now, if he went Jamaat with somebody who got a sheikh, you know, there's few times people start pouring their hearts out. You know? One is in i'tikaf, because they're not making money, they're not giving nobody injection, they're not fighting nobody's case, nothing. So now, all these stories come out now. And they might just find one more taqif who's prepared to listen. So all the stories get poured out. But there was so much of time, and I don't know whether they press pause. The next day they know where they stop and carry on again. And the other one is in Jamaat. Person goes in Jamaat, then there too, now all the stories will come out. The whole life story, you know, everything will come out. So the person in Tasawuf, he'll just tell that fellow, oh, you go, we'll take bayat to the Hazrat there and start making some zikr, everything will come nice. So everybody, whatever field they're in, they think that that's going to sort everything out. See, Allah Ta'ala, What a thing Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. The greatest da'i, right? The greatest sheikh, the most knowledgeable alim, the greatest mujahid, the one with the best akhlaq, everything of the best accumulated in one human being. That is a description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything, you take any good quality and you take it to perfection and you take all of that and put into one human being. That is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent, one of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is what? One of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's names is Hadi. The one who sent, Allah Ta'ala used him for hidayat of mankind. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the hidayat of mankind. So this was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's work. That he is taking people out from the darkness of kufr and bringing them into the nur of iman, showing them the nur of Islam. But even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told, see, my beloved Nabi, you won't be able to give hidayat to who you love. I will give the hidayat. Allah will give hidayat to whom he wills. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew better than anyone that even I cannot have my gaze on my efforts. It must be on Allah Ta'ala. And that's why you find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even on a night before jihad, what is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His preparations are in what? His preparation is dua. Yes, definitely he made the safs, he told everybody where to stand, plan of action, give them instructions, everything. But in comparison, how much of time was spent in that? And how much of time was spent in talking to Allah Ta'ala? And now look into our lives. How much of time do we spend talking to Allah Ta'ala? And how much of time do we spend in ghayrullah to make things happen? Yesterday I was in Ladysmith. And I always get young people sometime, you know, they get married and then having some issues in their marriage and they need tissues. So they say that, no, but we made istikhara. The istikhara was positive. If we made istikhara and the istikhara was positive, then why we got these problems now? Was explaining, and this we heard from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat gave a much more detailed explanation. I'm not going into that now. But what we just mentioned yesterday is that when we are making istikhara, now this is for marriage, for business, for anything, istikhara you make for any big decision in your life. When we are making istikhara, who are we asking? We're asking Allah Ta'ala, right? So now, we're asking Allah Ta'ala for guidance. And then Allah Ta'ala is giving us a positive feeling in our heart that, okay, my banda, go ahead. Go for it. Right? But now, after that, when we go for it, then we break the same Allah's commands. And then things don't go right. Now who we got to blame? Now we think, but we made istikhara. So what we think now? It's like a lucky charm, like, you know, one crystal ball. And I look into the crystal ball, you got an answer right now. Now I can do whatever I want to do after that. Way to understand it, if you go to the people that sell sports cars. And you went and bought one. Now even the sports cars people are making SUVs. But if you, before they shouldn't make SUVs. And as Jay, you went and bought one of those two-door Ferraris or something. And now you take it off-road. And you say, but there's so high rating on this car, and they say the engine like this and like that, and handles like this and like that. I even first drive, this thing is all buggered up. Why, you never read the instruction manual. You don't follow the rules. What you expect? Istikhara is one thing, but after that, to comply, the one whom we are asking, you got to comply with what he's saying, then inshallah there'll be goodness. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah this weekend will be overnight program, Saturday. From Saturday Asr to Maghrib we have program. After Maghrib most probably will be meals. And after Isha we have program in the morning inshallah. May dua Allah Ta'ala give us strength and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Ta'ala be pleased. Allah make it a means of our islah, means of our hidayah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli. Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-siha wal-'iffa wal-amana وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم لك الحمد والشكر ولك المن فضله اللهم إنا نسألك التوفيق لمحابك من الأعمال وصدق التوكل عليك وحسن الظن بك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك.